Stepping into this role, what will be 13 years ago, this September, was an unbelievable experience, because to have graduated from this institution and then to come back 20 years later as president was something I would never have imagined when I was a student. So all of a sudden, here I was at this place that shaped my life, having an opportunity to deepen my relationship with this college community and be part of the future in a way that I couldn't have even imagined when I stepped into it. So I never lost the sense of that thrill that here I was. I came to college here. I got a great education. I went away for 20 years. And lo and behold, I was back, but as president. That was just an unbelievable honor and a thrill. And I still remember those early days so vividly.
What are some of the, your proudest moments for yourself?
Well, I had one of those transformational moments early in my presidency, and it was the anniversary of 9/11. So it was September 11th, 2002. 1 year later, very right out of the gate as a new president. And working then with the mayor of the city, John Barrett, we walked as a community up Church Street onto the college campus. And as we got to the college campus, I was walking with some little girls. They were around just talking as we were walking up Church Street. And a couple of little girls said, "Is this the college? Are we at the college now?" And I had one of those moments in my life that I think really began the way I saw my presidency, was I thought, every kid in this community should know that this is the college. They should know that they are on the college. They should know that this is their institution, whether they ever come here or not, but that this is a resource for them. So for me, that was one of those early moments where I knew the work that I needed to do, that this institution could be very good at doing, was reaching out more deeply and more broadly in our community, right in our own backyard and across this region. So that was one of those pivotal moments when you think we have really important work ahead of us because the future depends upon us. So that, for me, set the stage for many years of just always thinking, how can what we do as we deepen our intellectual work on campus, our academic work, our excellence in faculty research, how can we make sure we're opening up those doors of access very wide so that every child in this community, every kid in Massachusetts, every person looking for a first-class, world-class education knows they can get it right here. And I'm not exaggerating. That was in the first few weeks of being president, and I went, wow. We can do some important work here around access and opportunity and excellence.
Do you have any regrets?
Sure. But when I think back over the course of 12 years, I don't have big regrets. You know, there are things that one always wishes when they reflect, maybe I would have done that differently. Lots of those, because along the road, there's lots of potholes and misturns. But I think on balance, I feel very satisfied, very fulfilled with the work that I've done here, in part, in great part, because I know I haven't done it alone. I've done it as part of a community. I've done it with an exceptional faculty, an extraordinarily talented staff, a board of trustees, a foundation board of directors, alumni, this extended community, and these really phenomenal students. Those regrets then become smaller because, you know what, who doesn't go through the work they do, the life they lead, without making a few mistakes along the way? I think it's having the presence of mind to step back and say, okay, I could have done better there. How do I learn from it and how do I go forward? So, it's been a great privilege and a wonderful 12 years. I can't believe how fast it's gone by. I feel pretty good about things.
What most are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the opportunities that I may not even know are there yet. You know, being at a point in life where you can reflect on a body of work that you're so proud of. I mean, I'm so gratified by the work I've done at MCLA. To think about this opportunity to bring what I've learned to a new environment that is eager, that is strong, that is creative, that feels like it could be just this great mix of energy to explore a new part of the world. Winters that will be slightly milder. That's a pretty good thing to look forward to. It's, you know, it's in a part of the world where lots of people talk about it as an exceptional community. So I know that we will continue to see new old friends while we make new friends. And so I'm energized by it. And that's a very good way to start a new beginning, with curiosity, with energy, with a little bit of trepidation, because leaving is hard. But where we're going to is very special. So that feels pretty good.
What was it about UNC Asheville and this opportunity that made you decide to, this is the time for a new challenge?
Well, you hit upon it with the word opportunity, because the opportunity at Asheville is a very real one. It's a phenomenal institution, a very strong public liberal arts university. So for me, that sector of schools, MCLA and Asheville, are part of the Council of Public Liberal Arts Colleges, which is a national cohort of exceptional public liberal arts institutions across the country, and we have one in Canada. So it's a sector of schools I believe deeply in. It's a piece of American higher education that I think changes lives. So when I thought about change in my own life, going to a place where my values could align, going to a place that's a strong institution, which UNC Asheville is, the chancellor who is retiring has done an exceptional body of work with a strong faculty, with a strong staff, with a board of trustees who are committed, with a public higher ed system that is considered to be one of the best in the country. So all of those things, it's about the opportunity to go to, particularly when you've had the opportunity to be in such a great place. So it just spoke to me. And when I thought about where I was in my own professional and personal life, we'd come off of opening our brand new building, of our reaccreditation, of great success in our fundraising efforts. And I thought, this college is strong. And this college can now, you know, move forward in a new way, too.
How long do you think it'll take for you to, just off the top of your head, be able to write chancellor instead of president?
I think that will come pretty quickly, because it's that's the role down there. So I think, you know, it will. Here I've been PMG, and that I've gotten used to. So we'll see if it takes off down there with CMG. But I'm, you know, I will always be an alum of MCLA, and that's part of who I am. But I'm looking forward to this. So we'll see. You know, I start January 5th, so I'm hoping by January 6th I'll be writing chancellor.
And Grant says she will cherish the final moments of her last semester at MCLA.
With this group and this place and at this time, it will be the last time I stand in front of an MCLA community and have convocation to open the start of a new year. Knowing that, I can only imagine for me how rich that's going to feel. So there'll be just a series of very things that will feel very special, because I will know it's the last time I will do that in this environment. And it's, but each time it's been a privilege. This time it's just going to feel a little bit different and a little bittersweet.